Yes, it is Thursday, September the 6th. Ravi Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com, whichever you prefer. Well, looky here. It was a big day for the metals, no doubt. But let's get on with what happened on Wall Street before we get to that exciting news. Stocks irked out a 57-point gain today on talk by the Federal Reserve that, well, we may cut interest rates. Yesterday, the market was a little disappointed because they said they wouldn't cut interest rates. Little schizophrenic, if you ask me. Nevertheless, it was what propelled Wall Street higher today. NASDAQ up 8 points at 2,614. S&P 500 up 6.25 points at 1,478. I guess Apple, who yesterday announced that they were slashing the price of their iPhones by $200, most probably got a lot of nasty calls today, because Apple said they will refund $100 to all those who bought the iPhone for $599. Just a little faux pas on Apple's part. Nonetheless, the big story today was the soaring price of gold. The most actively traded month soared above $700 an ounce. The cash market, which is what we deal in, gained $13.60 to close the day at $696 an ounce. Silver wasn't to be left behind, gaining 18 cents to close at $12.44. Maybe somebody's finally figured it out. We'll have a lot more when we return.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Representative Ron Paul, a fine collection of stupid white men last night in the Republican debate, and more than likely is the reason why gold's up $13.80 today. I think a lot of people were watching that debate last night and said, oh man, are we in serious trouble. Platinum closed up $15 at $1,290. Palladium up $4 at $338. As we speak, currently in Asian trading, gold continues its advance to $700 in the cash market, up $1.50 at $696.60. Silver, unfortunately, off 2 cents at $12.42. Platinum and palladium fast asleep. Crude oil up 27 cents on the barrel. Crude oil closing at $76.57. The U.S. dollar weaker by 12 basis points. U.S. dollar index clutching on by its fingernails at 80.45. In large part, one of the reasons for the Dow's meager gain today, more than likely due to the fact that the Federal Reserve pumped in a whole bunch of cash again. $31.25 billion in temporary reserves to U.S. money markets. The Fed conducted three operations. The New York Fed added $7,000 million in 14-day repurchase agreements, $16,000 million in 7-day repurchase agreements, and $8,250 million in 1-day repos. To date, the Federal Reserve has, since August the 9th, injected $200,000 million into the system. To give you an idea of that figure, there was someone who used to work for the White House who stated that the Iraq War would cost American taxpayers $200 billion, and he was fired. What do we have in store tomorrow? Well, there was a number of things that happened today that got the Dow all wiggy until the Federal Reserve decided to come out and calm the nerves by saying, well, here's a bunch of cash and we're going to reduce interest rates. The other economics news today, which wasn't good, showed that the number of Americans who may lose their homes to foreclosure reached a record in the second quarter as late payments by subprime borrowers surged to one out of every seven loans. Also of note, as we mentioned, that the Fed pumped in huge amounts of liquidity into the banking system a month after European counterparts added their additional funds. Well, let's see what tomorrow will bring us, shall we? Tomorrow brings us August jobs data information. We also have non-farm payrolls. The unemployment rate is expected to come out tomorrow, saying it's 4.6%, which you know is a bogus figure anyway. Hourly earnings are expected to show an increase of 0.3%, thanks to the minimum wage increase. And we get wholesale in inventories for July, which they expected to come in at 0.5%. So there you have it. The poor, sorry state of the financial situation we find ourselves in, a complete case of smoke and mirrors. One point I will make about last night, well, I'll make a couple of points about last night's debate, the Republican debate. Out of all the subjects that were discussed last night, not one about the economy, not one about the breakdown of the U.S. dollar, not one about the crisis in the subprime market that could bleed its way and affect every single living human being. No, they had more important things to talk about last night. The economy wasn't one. John McCain made a small reference to the out-of-control spending of the Republican Party, which got a muted round of applause. But by and large, you know, there's one thing that I am definitely not. I'm not a Republican, and I'm certainly not a conservative. I have rejected those labels. Because last night, obviously, conservatives were on display. And I didn't relate to a single one of them. And these people are just... Does Mitt Romney look like George Hamilton by any chance? Did you notice that only two of the candidates last night had been under a sun lamp? Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani. They've been doing some sun tanning. And I don't think they even, these people do not even have the courtesy of doing it naturally and getting the benefits of vitamin D. You can see these people go to those tanning salons, which a lot of people, a lot of Yankees do this, try and make themselves look like they outdoorsy types, which they are not. But outside of that, it was embarrassing to watch it. I mean, completely embarrassing to watch it. I was cringing at the thought that I actually, at one point in time, actually called myself a conservative. These people are so disconnected from reality, it's a joke. The Republican Party is so disconnected from reality, they don't even understand that their brand, the GOP, otherwise known as the Grand Old Party, now known as the Gay Old Party, don't realize that their brand is failing like Coca-Cola failed. Remember many years ago when Coke was really a fun thing to drink? And they used to have all those fun jingles. As a matter of fact, I will submit to you that Coca-Cola did more to promote liberty about America than any other politician or any other institution that was created to promote American ideals to the world. Coke did it. They had catchy little jingles. I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. Things were great with old Coke. Then some smart white guys came along and said, let's change the formula. You know, I haven't really drunk Coke since they changed the formula. Most probably the greatest boondoggle in brand loyalty the world has ever known. But Coca-Cola lost everything when they changed the brand. As a matter of fact, you know, if you really want to, if you really used to enjoy the taste of Coca-Cola, the only place you can actually get the original Coca-Cola now is out of Mexico. Yes, I kid you not. It still uses the, and still tastes the same. So the only time I will ever drink a Coke now is if it comes from Mexico, which just goes to show you how a brand can get destroyed by just changing what was good and wholesome and thinking that you're coming up with something new. It's just like the brand called the GOP. They used to have it together many years ago, in the early 90s, prior to the Reagan, the Republican Revolution, where we had the Contract on America, or Contract with America. And we were going to eliminate all these government bureaucracies, and we were going to balance the budget, and we were going to cut taxes, and we were going to make government smaller, and we were not going to give out welfare benefits ad nauseum, and we were going to do all these kind of things. That was a brand that I recognized and related to. Now they changed the formula. They changed the formula to, we want bigger government, we want more government agencies, we want more intrusion into your private life, we want to raise taxes. You know, Jackson Brown, and I have it on my bump rotation, haven't heard it in a while, maybe we've lost it. Jackson Brown had a song many years ago called Lives in the Balance. It's an album. And the song Lives in the Balance has a line in it where they sell us our presidents like they sell us our cars and our soap. In other words, this brand is no different to any other brand that's out there. This GOP brand is just like they're trying to sell us this, the same as they sell us our clothes and our cars. And it's amazing when you watch this thing, it is no different. It has nothing to do with the ideals that made this country. It has nothing to do with liberty and freedom. That's long gone. It's now some, and who knows how you can explain what this stuff is today. It's a hodgepodge of stuff. And you want to know why I tell you to buy gold and lots of it? We'll be back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, my friends, to Buy Gold and Lots of It. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side for this Thursday. Yes, I'm a little giddy. There was a lot of talk last night about global jihad. I'm not sure what global jihad is. I think I ran over one a couple of weeks ago. We have them in the Valley of the Sun. These little things run across the roads every now and again. And it's unfortunate they end up as roadkill. But this is what I... global jihad? What is global jihad? Everybody last night on the stage, all these Republicans, were stirring the pot of fear once again. It's always a wonderful thing to stir the pot of fear, isn't it? That there's some boogeyman's going to jump out from the shadows and scare the living you-know-what out of you. Romney was very good at that. He wants, in order to make us safe, he wants the government to spy on everybody. And he believes that there's a right somewhere buried in the Constitution of the United States that he has a right to be kept alive. Don't ask me where he finds this. It's probably next to the separation of church and state thing. Giuliani wants to give everybody national ID cards. He says they're just for tourists and foreigners, but oh, please. Why would everybody need to have a national ID card other than to prove that they are in the United States legally? So when an employee asks you, are you in the United States legally, and you tell him you're second, third generation, born, bred American, do you think that he's going to believe you? No, he's going to want some proof that you are who you say you are. Yes. Yes, Mr. Giuliani, the ID cards are only for foreigners and tourists. Please, give me a break. Everybody wanted to nuke Iran last night. Whatever his name is, Doug, forget these people. What's his name? Doug Hunter? Hunter Douglas? He's so far disconnected from reality, he actually makes Sean Hannity seem normal. Speaking of baby Jesus, if there was any doubt in your mind about the bias of Fox News and how completely phony all the people in Fox News are, from Brett Hume to Mr. Wallace, Well, he's a Zionist. No wonder he went after Ron Paul as viciously as he did, because Ron Paul threatens his euphoric vision of Zionism. But it was almost mind-boggling to watch. Sean Hannity challenged Ron Paul that he wanted to teach him about history. That's akin to someone saying George Bush needs to go to Oxford University to teach the English about elocution. I was bouncing off the ceiling last night. Mike Huckabee, he got 15% of the vote. Fox News said Mike Huckabee won. Close second was John McCain. Ron Paul got 33% of the... Well, he didn't win. That was just the Paulites dialing in. When they got the stupid system where you can punch in a text message on your cell phone, I tried it last night. I voted for Ron Paul on that. So they were going, oh, yeah, these people are just... They're calling in... The same person's calling in a dozen times. So I go, well, if that's the case, let me vote for Ron Paul a second time. And I punched it in, and up came a message on the thing. You've already voted. You only allow one vote. So that... I don't know. You know, for me, the test of a person's capability of being president of the United... I want a president of the United States that understands American history more than I do. I want someone to know more about American history than I do. And I'm a foreigner. it was embarrassing. And all the talk, it was all the fear talk. Is it no wonder? There's some, I mean, the things that go on. They interviewed, they had a focus group with Frank Luntz, who has the worst rug in the world. With all the money he makes, you would think that he could actually buy himself a decent rug. But they had this focus group of people, and they were asking this one woman who she thought she had won. And she said, John McCain. Why do you like John McCain? Because he's going to make me safe. Huh? Needless to say, you know what I was thinking as soon as she said that. You should not be allowed to vote, lady. We'll have a lot more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Somebody come and rescue me. I'm very confused. I don't know what I am any longer. I'm stuck somewhere between, I guess I'm stuck, politically speaking, somewhere between a Jeffersonian liberal and an anarchist. Definitely not conservative. And as I've said, last night it was just fear-mongering. Pure, unadulterated fear-mongering. Each trying to outdo themselves. Who's going to make you safer? I don't know. I haven't read the Constitution lately. I can't find anything in there where it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Doesn't say that the government's job is to make you safer. I mean, look how they have spun this thing for these so many years. I mean, there was I can't even believe this story. There was a woman out of San Diego. She was boarding a flight. She got on a flight with her three kids. She saw seven Arab guys on the plane. Suddenly she got panicky. She got fearful. She actually said one of them had a look of evil in his eye. She demanded that the plane return to the terminal so she could get off. They delayed the flight. They took the seven Arab guys off the plane, interrogated them. Much to their embarrassment, they found out that the Arab guys were Arab translators who were going home after doing a stint at Camp Pendleton. But here was this woman. She's been so consumed with all this garbage that's been fed into her head by these stupid white people running for president that she went into a panic attack. And this is not all there is. Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee, yesterday was shut down because of a suspicious package. So they called out the SWAT guys, they arrived, they blew up the package. They don't know what was in the package, but whatever it was, we blew it up. You're all safer now. Last week, they shut down half of New York City because they found a vial of weapons of mass destruction in the United Nations headquarters. We don't know how it got there. It was maybe one of the inspectors from the Saddam regime, but this is highly toxic. It could have killed everybody in the building. Today, we find out it was a cleaning solvent. It's just absurd. It's just insane. And now we've got, guess what? Weekend at Bernie's is back again. September the 11th anniversary is coming up, or commemoration, whichever way you want to look at it. And guess who's showing up again? Yes, Osama bin Laden's going to give a video presentation to the peoples of America. How they dust him off every September the 11th really amazes me. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, the poppy crop is at an all-time high. Is there any connection between the expansion of the poppy crop in Afghanistan and now Mexican trucks are allowed free rein on U.S. highways and byways? I don't know. Maybe just call me a little cynical. And oh, by the way, as I predicted, when the immigration bill went down to defeat, I think, oh, please, give me a break. It's not gone down to defeat. All they'll do is they'll dismantle it, put it in little different parts, and pass it incrementally, which is exactly what they're doing. Now they are so brazen that they actually are talking about reintroducing the immigration bill. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is impossible to make this stuff up. No serious debate was taking place last night. All it showed was the hypocrisy and the idiocy of the people that are shaping the minds of America. I mean, the actions of Sean Hannity are mind-boggling. They're just completely mind-boggling. And the Brett Hume and the Wallaces of the world. They will not discuss anything of any import in any way, shape, or form that has any intellectual value. The Government Accounting Office has now issued three reports that nobody wants to touch. Nobody wants to touch. Government Accounting Office, an independent branch of the United States government, set up to audit America's books. David Walker is the man in control. David Walker is on a mission to try and inform Americans that America is bankrupt and will soon go into a spiral, an economic spiral of epic proportion. But nobody wanted to listen to him. He's on a tour. He's on a tour of America trying to get these very same people to discuss the important issue, the financial issue that's facing the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Nobody wants to touch that. Nobody wants to even look at it. Well, guess what? The Government Accounting Office has come out with a report on Iraq. And it, too, states that, well, all these benchmarks, you guys, ain't working. Nothing's working in Iraq. As a matter of fact, the corruption in Iraq is so bad that there's trillions of dollars that we can't account for. We don't know where it's gone. Forget about trying to find out where all the weapons went. I don't know, 190,000 Kalashnikovs. Why was America buying Kalashnikovs? But that's another story. So here you got the Government Accounting Office, first of all, trying to tell Americans about the economy that's going down the tubes. Now Government Accounting Office comes out and says, listen, this thing in Iraq is not good. Now to add insult to injury, the Government Accounting Office came out today and said Homeland Security is a joke. It is a bureaucracy that is so big that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And nobody, not one of these subjects were broached last night. I mean, these are the three most important issues facing America today: the economy, the war in Iraq, and the stupid Homeland Security. But nobody wants to touch. Everybody is quite willing to vilify it. Well, we think they were using outdated information. No, I listened to David Walker. Let me tell you something about David Walker. He's one smart cookie. He may be a geek auditor, but let me tell you something. Especially this should go to Sean Hannity. This man actually knows American history besides Ron Paul. He understands the concept of the Constitution. He understands the limitations of government, or what they're supposed to be. As a matter of fact, David Walker would make one fine president of the United States. But I don't think he would even want the job, because even he, as brilliant as he is, couldn't undo the mess that has been created over the last decade by this administration. You got President Bush running around Australia telling the vice president or prime minister in Australia, oh yeah, in Iraq, we kicking ass. Huh? At the same time, a whole bunch of 19-year-old kids are lying dead and or wounded in more outbreaks and more attacks. Oh, yes. Oh, John McCain will make me safer. Please, please. Where did these people come up with this concept that the government is there to make us safer? To protect us from, I don't know, what's there? You know, maybe the government should be there when they see little kids running with scissors. Oh, you don't run with scissors now. It could be dangerous for you. I mean, this whole concept that these people have, that the government is supposed to make us safer, that's why Johnny is 300 pounds and can't read, can't write, and can't graduate. Well, they do graduate, but the kid's dumb. Now, why is this? Well, it's for the whole same reason, trying to make people safe. We did the story last week. Well, we're going to ban tag in junior school. Why? Well, it's dangerous for the little children to go running around out there. They may fall down and scrape their knee, for goodness sake. They may actually break something. So rather than let the kids exercise outside during their breaks, you want to make them sit around and not do anything? Is that kind of the reason why little Johnny is obese? No, it's Coca-Cola. It's like, they won't address the crux of the issue. They want to change everything around the issue because they don't want to admit their failures. Department of Education is a failure. It should be abolished. Department of Homeland Security is a failure. Should be abolished. If a private company tried to run its business the way the U.S. government, they would have been out of business a long ago. As a matter of fact, the shareholders would have marched onto the office and they would have hung the CEO of the company. You have to get careful when you talk about CEOs and presidents, just in case someone takes it wrong. And the next thing you know, you're getting a knock on the door, and it gets ugly. But this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with, maybe I'm losing my mind after all this. Maybe I'm on the wrong, maybe I should be on the other side. And go for this concept of, let's create the biggest government in the world. Maybe if we all were working for the government, we wouldn't have this problem, and we'd be cheering them on for bigger bureaucracies, more incompetent people, running more government agencies that infringe on our freedoms, that allow Mexican trucks to come into the United States with no inspections. Who knows? Maybe the Mexican drivers have been driving for 12 hours in Mexico. They come into the United States, they get a clean slate. You can drive for another 10 hours. Great, we got Mexican drivers on the road who haven't slept for 24 hours, taking barbiturates to keep themselves awake. With no breaks. It sounds like good. Well, NAFTA's a win-win situation, as you know. As all these free trade agreements are, the win-win situation is going to make us all be healthy and prosperous. My friends, we are in deep sushi. Deep, deep sushi. The inability of politicians to be honest and candid, the inability of people in the media who are as dumb as rocks themselves, who have no concept on anything, means one day we're going to wake up with a really big headache. And I don't even think the large majority of people will wake up in time to save themselves. You know, they may look at $5,000 an ounce gold as just, well, it's unfortunate I didn't catch that one. That's where gold's going. I wouldn't be surprised to see another big day. Well, it's unfortunate it's Friday tomorrow. Usually Fridays are not roaring days in the metals complex, just simply because nobody wants to go into the weekend with open positions. They may get a little wiggy tomorrow because Syria today was firing at Israeli jets that crossed over to its airspace. In large part, that gave the whole metals complex a little boost, I should add, early this morning when Syria announced that it fired on Israeli planes. But the situation in the Middle East is going to go from bad to worse. John McCain last night, the surge is working. No, Mr. McCain, get a grip with reality. It's not. Anyway, as was the case in Vietnam.
No, that's not going to work this time.
I'm going to have to...
Accept humility, which would go a great way to rebuilding America's prestige in the world.
I have no idea what's going on.
People have a funny thing when they see a superpower or a person of immense power.
What is going on?
Humble themselves. Admit their mistakes. Say they are sorry. Yellow. Yeah, what's going on? Are we still on? Hearing things in my head. My apologies, my friends. And I've forgotten where I was. Well, it's a sign of age, I guess one would say. But here you have... Here you have a situation, as I said, no real issues were debated in any way, shape, or form. It was just fear-mongering, pure, unadulterated fear-mongering. Look, there's stuff that you need to fear. There's no question about it. But it's not some boogeyman, terrorist, global jihadist, whatever it is, that you need to be afraid of. What you need to be afraid of is your very own government. Your very own government is going to do more harm to you than any Osama bin Laden, global jihadist, Islamo-fascist Nazi is going to do to you. Bin Laden must be yucking it up, to be perfectly honest. Little did he realize that crashing a couple of planes into the World Trade Center towers would actually bring down a world superpower. It's not that the planes brought down the world superpower. It's the idiocy of the government that brought the world superpower to its knees. And now we're going to be having to say yes, Masa, to the Chinese and the Russians. Yes, Masa, no, Masa. Three bags full, Masa. And the people leading the charge are these so-called conservatives. They all, by the way, CFR members. Yeah, Fred Thompson, Council on Foreign Relations, Mitt Romney, Council on Foreign Relations, Rudy Giuliani, Council on Foreign Relations, Hillary Clinton, Council on Foreign Relations, Barack Obama, Council on Foreign Relations, John Edwards, Council on Foreign Relations. They got the deck stacked. It's like the Jewish lobby. Take your pick. Take your pick of your poison. The CFR or the Jewish lobby.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritious minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Segment for this Thursday. You know, today I went and looked at the price of British sovereigns when I joined up with Republic Broadcasting Network in February of 2005. And we were selling British sovereigns back then for $98 a piece. Spot gold was $410. Today, a British sovereign's going to cost you $187. It ain't going to stop there, my friends. The next few years, you're going to see British sovereigns trading at $300, $400, $500 apiece. Just a simple fact of life. The writing's on the wall for those who are willing and open to see it. If you are blinded by political bombast, you won't see it. And you'll see this utopia illusion that a lot of these people have. And it's not a reality. It's a false reality. Right now, the Fed is obviously made a decision. It is going to sacrifice the dollar at the expense of attempting to save the real estate market and all those other financial institutions that are caught up in collateralized debt obligations, derivatives, and other phony investment vehicles. We are seeing the early starts of a bank run. I mean, think about this. In the land of the free and the home of the brave, the number one superpower in the world, people are worried about banks. You need to create your own Federal Reserve system. You need to be your own banker. And the only way you can do that is by converting those worthless pieces of Federal Reserve. They're just pieces of paper with ink on them, for goodness sake. What you need to do is sit down and seriously consider converting those Federal Reserve notes into something real and tangible that you hold in your hands that hasn't disappointed any of its holders for 5,000 years. Sure hasn't disappointed any British sovereign purchasers back in February of 2005 when they bought British sovereigns for $98. Today they're $187. You want to get some? You better give me a call. 1-800-691-7898. Till tomorrow. See you, bye.
It's true.